You got it?
Yep, we're ready to go.
Whenever you're ready, go for it.
All right, I am calling the Saint-Potolph public hearing to order at 5:15 on December 16, 2020. Today, the commission will be holding a public hearing to review applications. In accordance with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts executive order suspending certain provisions of the open meeting law, we are conducting this meeting online to ensure public access to the deliberations of the Saint-Potolph Area Architectural Conservation District Commission. The public may access this call through telephone and video conferencing. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do this, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. If you are calling in and cannot use a platform, you can send your questions to staff via email at saintpotolphacdc@boston.gov.
Great, thanks, Barb. So the first and only design application we have today is 5 Durham Street. So Dwayne, I'm assuming that's you?
Yes.
Okay, so if you wanna go ahead and present your presentation, I have control of the presentation. Just let me know when you'd like to change the page.
Okay, also wanted to let you know that our architect, Abigail Common, is also on the call with us, and our contractor, Bob LaFont, is here with us as well.
Great.
Technical questions. So we're proposing adding a head house so we can get up to our roof deck from the interior of our building. That will replace a external spiral staircase. We've been in the neighborhood and actually in this exact building since 1992. We were in the basement for 10 years and in the penthouse since 2002. We added the roof deck that you see back in 2003. But as we age and as our siblings age, John's the youngest of 7, I'm the youngest of 6. I think like half of our siblings will no longer either hate or won't go up the spiral staircase. So our primary motivation is to get a easier internal access to the roof. So that's the primary objective. The head house is primarily stairs. It was originally intended to be a little bit narrower. And we met with the structural engineer 2 months ago. He asked us to widen it so it would sit on the parapet and also on the, I think it's a 20-inch steel beam that supports the roof deck. So we're ending up at 325 square feet, most of which is staircase. It's roughly positioned the same as the head house on 3 Durham Street. It's set back 15 feet, 6 inches from the front facade. So it's not visible from the street. The design of the head house is kind of bland modern. We've tried to match the head houses that we've seen go up in the neighborhood, one on Cumberland, 10 Durham across from us, and there's another one going up at the corner of Saint-Potolph and West Newton Street. Our side of Durham Street are rooming houses, so we sit one story higher than the Cumberland Street behind us and also the even side of Durham Street. Our contractor, as I mentioned, is on with us. We've worked with Bob for 25 years. He's actually built our roof deck back in 2003. He's done a lot of projects in the neighborhood, so he understands the essence, the quality of the neighborhood. And obviously, we're still working with him after 25 years, so he does good stuff. He's very good at when you discover things in a 110-year-old building, like, didn't expect to find that there. He's quite good at getting around those. So the room itself is 18 feet, 1 inch long, running along the deck. At its widest, it's 19 feet, 3 inches. And then at its narrowest, it's 15.3. And I'm trying to give you a page reference. It's like the 6th or 7th page. It's a top-down view. as the dimensions. Down. Yes, you just passed it.
This one here?
Yep.
This one?
Yeah.
Yep.
So sort of on the bottom of the diagram is the, it got widened a little bit so it would sit on the beam and that created that little notch. So that is why it's not the same dimensions, you know, on the left side versus the right side.
And what you see in red in front and in back of the head house, that's the existing deck we have today. And we don't have any plans to make any changes to that piece of it at all. It's really just the centerpiece where the new head house will be.
Yeah, and we're not proposing a new penthouse. That's the agenda item set. Nothing that fancy. Do you have any questions?
So that plan shows the expanded as proposed.
Correct.
Head house. Okay.
This is the 3D rendering, right? This is what it'll look like here?
Yep.
Okay.
All right. So is there any visibility from the alley side through from the next street over, or is the only visibility from
door? The entrance to the alley from Cumberland Street, there is a little bit of visibility, which exists, obviously has always existed. When we built the roof deck, the existing roof decks that were all on the adjacent buildings were also visible. So they allowed us to go, I don't recall what the setback is from the alley side, but it's the same as 3 Durham Street.
Okay. And is that the opening you can see in the 3D towards the upper right-hand side there?
Yeah, it would be in that direction.
Well, okay. The windows that you're seeing in the front of the head house, that's facing Durham Street.
Yep.
So it's the back side, yeah, which I'm not sure there's a...
There is a section cut, one of the sheets, I think, if you keep going, that identified the sight lines.
So these while certainly appreciated for the effort that it was taken to complete them, they're often unreliable. Do we know if there's any visibility from St. Patolph Street? I would think that would be the widest view shed there.
I would think not, because we're at 5. We're pretty far down from St. Patolph.
Okay. What about the end of Durham Street? So the absolute end, if you go down there and then look at a sort of an oblique angle, can you see it? Would you be able to see it from there?
I don't believe so.
Yeah. So we can do this, but I'm just gonna let you guys know that I'm gonna recommend that a mock-up be set up so that we can review visibility on Durham Street and St. Patolph Street. I think, and commissioners chime in if you disagree, but we've kind of, there's an unwritten rule that most of the penthouse proposed for the district are visible from the Southwest Corridor, but the commissioners in the current form have said that that visibility is okay in their eyes. So we're not concerned with that. So I guess the only visibility concerns that we as a commission would have would be on Durham Street and possibly at a weird angle on St. Patolph Street.
Okay. Yeah, I think it sits back far enough that it wouldn't be visible even from the end of Durham. And it wouldn't from the corridor.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I think the more concern would be if it's visible from St. Patolph Street, if you're standing at the far corner and you're looking, you know, if you're on the even side of St. Patolph, on even side of Durham on the corner of St. Patolph, if you're looking in, if it would be visible. And that's where the mock-up would help.
Mm-hmm.
Also, are there any planned mechanicals on the roof?
We're not moving the existing mechanicals. Nick, if you go back to the top down view, the mechanicals,
this one here,
are indicated there, kind of below the deck.
So not on top of the head house structure.
No, we're leaving them where they are now, which is on top of the roof, and they would be beside the head house. Mm-hmm. And adjacent, sort of on the other side of them, would be the 3 Durham Street head house.
Great.
I have one question about, I know that you guys had already gone to Landmarks Commission to get that pre-approved area that you guys modeled your railing on for your roof deck. I wonder if you guys already conducted a mock-up in order to get that barrier set. If you go to the floor plan again, I outlined in red, not necessarily if you look at the note, the actual deck, but it's the outline that was pre, so that red outline was the outline pre-designated in the previous Landmarks Commission. And I wonder if a mock-up was used to create those sight lines or if another one does need to happen in order to kind of verify that that's that that border.
Yeah, so there has been no mock-up that was proposed for a penthouse here. I think, was this a larger deck project that was a bunch of the decks in? No, I don't think that's it. Never mind, Strauss, forget that. Yeah, we've never seen a mock-up for this penthouse.
Okay.
I think she was asking about the deck when it was originally done, and I...
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
I think we had, we held up like a, you know, a piece of plywood kind of thing, but it wasn't a mock-up. It was just a height.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Yeah, I don't think, and commissioners, chime in here if you disagree, but I don't think the concern here is the deck mock-up. It's the height of the pen or the proposed structure, the building itself.
That's correct.
Yeah.
I do think it. I was just on Google. I think it might actually be visible through the alley from Cumberland. Mm-hmm. I don't know that we care, but you can see the deck easily.
Yeah, the deck is visible from Cumberland, and the commission was okay with that.
Yeah.
When we built the deck.
Yeah. But I think probably, as others said, the St. Patel view, you clearly cannot see any penthouses up there right now. So I think that would be the more important.
Right.
I agree.
Okay. Any more comments from the commissioners? Barb, do you want to open up to the public?
Yep. Members of the public will now have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand or type your question in the chat in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. If you are calling in and cannot use a platform, you can press *9 to raise your hand, or you can send your questions to staff via email at stpatelfacdc@boston.gov.
Perfect. So before we get started on the public that is here today, I just want to let you know that I did receive a public comment via email. Let me just grab that very quickly. Okay, that's not it. let's see. Let's go to, is there anybody here today that'd like to speak on behalf of this project? No. All right. So that means I have to find it. Yes. So here it is. So I received an email from Susan Pioli, who is a direct abutter, and she has expressed support for this project. And I just double checking. There are no additional comments, so we can close the public comment portion.
Sorry, folks. This is Lee. My raise hand function doesn't show up in the bottom of my Zoom screen, so I unmuted my.
Oh, okay, Lee. Sorry about that. Go ahead and your comments, please.
So, generally, quite supportive. Also, would resonate with the proponent's confidence with Bob LaFon. He does good work for sure. He's done a bunch of work in our building. He's actually done a bunch of work all over the neighborhood. So Bob's very sensitive to historic issues and so forth. When the mock-up is done, because I've had some experience with trying to interpret how mock-ups look from the street. It's best probably to do posts on the four or five corners. So you can see how the corner elevations look from the various angles. And then a temporary, let's say horizontal piece to represent the height of the roof line. And I mean, the mock-up does not have to be elaborate. It's just basically a wooden, a little wooden frame structure, but replicates the dimensions, particularly the height dimensions and the width and length dimensions of the structure.
Great. Thank you very much, Lee.
Nick, what's the timing on that?
That's up to you. So as soon as you guys can get that up, we can have the commission. We can have the commission come out and observe that. I know most of our commissioners do live in the neighborhood, so it would only take a minute or two of their time to look at that.
Okay.
Obviously, yeah. Not tomorrow, but yeah.
We'll talk to Bob after the meeting and let you know when it can go up.
Okay. So the public comment portion is now closed. Commissioners, if you want to make a motion or have any additional questions or deliberation.
I'll make the motion that the application be continued until a mock-up is constructed and can be viewed.
Do we want to continue it to make the decision once the mock-up is in place? And then do you want to do a subcommittee with maybe you, Barb, and Doug? Or I know you guys are the closest.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine.
Okay. Well, question, if it's not visible, you know, would we approve it on its merits contingent on that, so we wouldn't have to come back, or do we want to see?
So what we can do is we can remand the application to a subcommittee consisting mm-hmm. of potentially Doug and Barb, and they can make the decision at the subcommittee, or if they choose, okay. they can have the decision brought back to the full commission at the next hearing for a final decision. And that hearing would be in January. So that's completely up to you guys.
I think we need to see the setup to make sure that it's not visible. I'm personally not opposed to some visibility from Cumberland Street. I think the important thing is maintaining St. Botolph Street.
Yeah.
If there is visibility from Cumberland Street, you know, what materials are being used to finish the structure. But otherwise, like the general idea of it, I'm fine with.
I mean, I'm happy to just send it to the subcommittee and we can make the decision at that point. And you know, assuming that Doug and I have no issues, then it doesn't need to come back.
Great.
I agree. So,
okay. So I think the motion was to remand the details and the visibility to a subcommittee consisting of Barb and Doug. Perfect. Okay. Do we have a second?
A second.
Thank you, Doug. Great. And then just take a vote. So I'll just take the vote for you guys. So Doug, yes or no?
Yes.
Barb?
Yep, yes.
And Richard?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, so motion passes. So here's what has to happen. When you guys are ready to have that established, or the mock-ups set up, send me a note, and I do have to advertise this to the public, and the public needs at least 72 hours to be notified. So that's how we'll do it. And then I'll obviously notify the commissioners when that has been scheduled, okay?
Yep.
Perfect. Okay, so that concludes that. And Lee, of course, we'll keep you in the loop because you're a member of the public. So we'll make sure that you're notified so that if you wanted to stop by, you could as well.
Great, thanks. And don't schedule it during a snowstorm.
Don't worry, we won't.
Yeah. Okay. Do you guys have any questions before we let you go? Good.
I don't think so. No, okay. I think we're good. Thank you very much.
Terrific. Thanks for stopping by. So commissioners will now move to the administrative item. I believe it's only one.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye. All right. Let me find the... All right. Hold on. Why can't I find the agenda for tonight?
That's a good question. Why can't I find it?
Because we're on Zoom.
Was it? Did I not include it in the?
I have the minutes.
He was on.
I'm going to send it to you again, Barb, because I can't find it myself. So.
I thought it was in there.
Yeah. I thought I saw it. I don't know why I can't call it up now.
There it is.
But I look like I'm day trading. I have like three things open.
I'm sending it to you again to put it at, the top of your inbox. There you go. Why is it only one page? There was no administrative item. Sorry, that was my mistake.
Oh.
Was there not?
I thought there
was.
Hang on one second. Hang on.
Was there maybe in the what you sent last week that got dropped out?
Maybe. Let me bring up the website. It'd be advertised. Sorry about that, guys. Aha, here it is right here. One second.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Do you see this?
Yep, it's an album.
Yeah.
So at front facade, garden level, replace two basement windows in kind.
And the windows do currently comply with the standards.
Right. I make a motion to approve the 7 Albemarle replacement of garden windows.
Perfect.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Great. Thanks so much. And then meeting minutes. Do I need to send those again? Did I mess up those as well?
No, they look good.
Okay. I saw them. They look good to me.
All right. Make a motion to ratify the minutes of the November 16th St. Patolph Architectural Conservation District Committee meeting.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Great. And then last, staff comments. So we are currently... two projects that I'm currently working on. So the we're coming up with an online application to streamline the process for our constituents. They'll be able to submit and check the status of their application right online. And then, of course, we're still working on the commissioner training, which we have yet to schedule due to time constraints. But that is all we have for staff comments.
All right.
Cool. And then just a motion to adjourn and we're good to go.
I move to adjourn the meeting of the St. Patolph Architectural Conservation District Commission at 5:44 on December 16th, 2020.
Second.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. All right, nice and quick, everybody. Thank you for your time. We're good to go.
Yep.
Everyone. Thanks, Nick.
All right, have a good night, everyone.
Keep warm.
Yeah. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, Lee.
Yeah. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye.